Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
All right, it's a standing room only house this morning. Look at that. Parents, it's so good to see you guys. Everyone looks great. Parents, you look well rested. What's the reason for that? Good for you guys. Campers, you look like you haven't slept or showered in a week. That makes sense. Yeah. Parents, enjoy taking them home long distances in a confined space this afternoon. I'm excited for you guys. Hey, we've had a great week of camp here together. It's been so fun to be able to be with your kids, with you guys here, leaders, students alike. It's been so fun diving into God's Word together. It's been an honor and a privilege to be with you all week long. It's been fun. I want to thank Eric and the Miracle Camp staff, Miracle Camp team for having us here. It's been so fun for the hospitality for us, for me and my family, and for you guys. Thanks for you guys as students. It's been fun. It's been such a pleasure, a joy, being able to experience camp together with our family, having my wife and kids here. It's been so good. Even this morning, Stayla, unprompted, our three-year-old, unprompted said, "I like it here. I like it here," which is, it warms my heart, warms my soul. It's been fun to be able to be here. Thank you, kiddos, for students, for all the love and support and the attention that you've given our kids as well. I don't even know that I needed to be here. I think my kids could have just showed up and you guys would have been happy with that. Would have been fine. So thank you for all that. It's been, again, as a dad, it's special to have the family here and be able to celebrate and spend a week of camp together. 1 Thessalonians teaches us to give thanks in all circumstances, for it is the will of Christ in our lives. So there are some thanks that needs to take place this morning in this house, and there may be some others that you're going to do eventually, but I want to be the first to do some this morning. Okay, so students, I need your help in this. Okay, right now, if your parent is here, I need you to turn right around to them right now, and you might not know if they're here or not, but if they're not here, the first thing that you need to do when you get in the car with them or when you see them, I need you right now to say, "Thank you, dear parents." Can you do that? 1, 2, 3. Because they were willing to give the investment in bringing you here this week, and I'm sure it probably wasn't super cheap, I don't know, but we're thankful that they did that because of the investment that's going to be eternal. We're so thankful that they gave, and they were willing to send you here for this week of camp. So there's some more. We need to thank. So these are things that we can all thank together. So I need to hear you like loud and proud thanking them. So even if they're not in the room or they might not be able to hear us, we're going to make sure that we're loud enough that across the campus they could hear us. Does that make sense? Okay, so thank yous need to be in place. Can we thank our Eric and the Miracle Camp team? Can we thank them for this week of camp? How about the cooks? We need to thank the cooks for all the food this week. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Food. Hey, how about this? Can we thank our cabin leaders in the room? Can we thank our cabin leaders? They're awesome. How about camp aides? Camp aides are also in the room. Yeah. Can we thank our, what are the Olympic people? Why? I don't know. The Olympic people. Yeah. Olympic people, let's go. Let's do the nurses. Anybody need the nurse this week? Yeah. We needed the nurse this week. Thanks for the nurses. Love the nurse. And then the band. How was the band this week? How good were they? Yeah. So good. Max, ladies team did so good. So good this week. Max and the ladies. Well, I guess Matt was up here too. It was up here too. And then can we give ourselves a hand for being here, diving in? Give yourselves a hand for being here, students. So, love that. Love that. Hey, last but not least, we learned this week from James 1:17 that every good and perfect thing comes from where? Above, right? And so we need to give the loudest thanks, the most obnoxious thanks, because every good thing that you've been receiving this week and everything that we have here has been from above. So can we give the Lord one shout of praise this morning in this place? Yeah. All right, So really quickly, parents, my name is Brendan Engel. My wife and my two kids have been here, two young girls, daughters have been here all week from Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I'm the middle school pastor at Pine Hills Church in Fort Wayne. So we've had the privilege of being the speaker this week at Camp for Your Kids, and we've done a full dive into the book of James. And as awesome as it sounds, it is. We've dove in and we have read through the entire book of James this week from start to finish, first word to final word. Actually, twice. They've done it twice because they read it through in their devotion time on their own, and then we did it in our sessions together as well. So your students, they've been amazing all week. They've really gone with us. They've been challenged. They've stepped up to the plate, and they've been well-behaved. They've been friendly. They've been mostly respectful and well-behaved, I would say. Wouldn't you say, Cavaliers? They've been pretty good. Yeah, they've been good. Yeah. So, and they've been ready. They've been ready to dive in and go where we want to go. So thank you, parents. It's a kudos to you for raising them. You've done something right. You did something good. So well done. Thank you for what you've done and setting them up for success there. So we've been doing all this. Okay, all this week, we've been getting, there's this phrase that I used, that nobody cares about what you know until they know that you care. So each week, each morning, each afternoon and evening, I've been allowing the students to ask me questions about who I am, about what I enjoy, about a lot of things related to tattoos and piercings, which is weird. I don't know why. But there's been a lot of questions being asked, and so hopefully we're leaving now. We came in, and we were kind of strangers, right? We didn't know each other. Hopefully we're leaving now, friends. Are we friends? We're friends, right? And you know about me, and we're friends. So I'm thankful that you guys have done that, and you've asked me some really good questions. Again, I've answered a lot of questions in this week, way more than I have the rest of my life together. But I love it. There have been good questions and thoughts. But with that, again, there's been questions that I've been asking your students as well to be able to share. And we're going to dive into some of those later. But I want this. So for you parents, maybe be listening in, because these are some questions. I know what happens. I've been with middle schoolers. You get in the car. You say, how was camp? What's the answer, parents? What do they get? You get good. So you ask, okay, so what kind of things did you do? And they say, fun stuff, right? And so that's not very helpful for you. So be listening. Maybe some of these pointed questions, we're going to do a little bit of an evaluation here in our time together. We're going to have conversations in our small little groups. I'm going to ask you questions that you're going to talk about with your people right around you that you can kind of evaluate and recap and debrief our week together. And parents, maybe these are some of the same questions you can ask more pointedly in the car on the way home to see if you can get better responses and answers, okay? So with the people around you, I just want to talk a little bit about this week. The first question I have, what was the most fun thing that happened at camp this week? Go, most fun thing, go, talk about it right now. All right. The question I'm going to ask you, who's one person that you met this week, and what do you like, what do you love about them? What were you so thankful for about them? All right, let's go this route. Out of all five chapters, out of all 12 messages, out of all 12 sessions, what's one thing that you remember, you recall, what's one thing that sticks out to you most from the book of James, and why is that? So talk with someone about the one thing that sticks out to you the most. Back to this. Let's go with this. What was the best meal at camp this week? The best meal you had at camp this week. What was it? Well, talk amongst. I don't need to hear you. Talk amongst yourselves. Tacos. Of course. All right. All right. Parents, this is kind of what it's been all week long. It's been so fun. Let's do this question. What's one thing that you loved about your cabin leaders this week? Talk amongst yourselves. All right, that's enough. We don't want their head to get too big. All right, I'm just kidding. They're awesome. They're so great. What's one thing that you're going to do to take and implement something at home that you've learned this week? So what are you going to do at home to implement and act on something you learned? Build a blob. Okay. All right, and this last question goes to parents. Parents in the back, with the person you came with or with people around you. What's one thing that you missed about your camper this week when you were gone? Oh, talk about what's one thing you missed. Look, none of them are having any conversations. Campers, what does that mean? What is happening right now? They missed you. I know they did. All right. All right. Let's come back here. It's fun to watch conversations happen around the room. I just wanted to kind of set a recap of the week. This morning is just going to be kind of a recap of the week and giving some thoughts as we close out, and then I'm going to allow for some prayer time together as we wrap up our time together and kind of send you out into what's next for you. So we're going to look this morning at this idea, this phrase, so now what? So now what? So we've read the entire book of James now, 5 chapters, 11 messages at this point, 11 sessions. So now what is going to be, like, what do we need to do now? James as a book is chock full. It's full of warnings and challenges based around the idea of not being just listeners, but being doers, right? Not the idea of action and doing rather than just being hearers of the word. So James challenged us to be doers of the word, not just hearers. In James 1:22. It tells us to not merely listen to the word and be so deceived, but to do what it says. James 2:22 actually says that our faith and actions, they work together. Our faith is made complete by what we do, right? So what it makes sense to talk about as we close our time together, as we get ready to leave, is now what? So what should we do? What are we called to do now as we're heading home? When I was in middle school, your guys' age, okay, there's my youth pastor gave a thought or a concept on the final night of our camp experience that stuck with me. Is my friend Renee in the house? Is she in the building this morning? Renee, will you come up here real quick? I need your help. You guys, you've seen throughout the week that my artistic ability is not so great. So I need someone who's a little bit better than myself. So what I need you to do as I'm talking, I need you to create like a mountain range where you can have like some peaks, you have some valleys, the best mountain range you can do for us. Okay, it doesn't have to be extravagant because I don't really have all morning because I have to go home at some point. But just a mountain range of some sort. Okay. So this message, this idea of being listeners and doers, right? So we're talking about this concept that my youth pastor gave me way back in middle school has stuck with me, and now I want to kind of translate it and give that to you as well as we close out camp this morning. So again, has anyone ever gone hiking in the mountains? Like, I'm not talking like we just went hiking this week or even the hills or the little mounds that we have up here, but I mean like legit mountains, like maybe West or anywhere else, okay? Everest? Someone has climbed Everest? Who said that? That's amazing. I want to talk to you after. All right. So lots of you. So again, we're drawing this mountain range. She's doing an awesome job, way better than I could even imagine to do. But here's where I want to go at, okay? So the cool thing about mountains and mountain ranges is that everyone talks about the goal of a mountain. Thank you, Renee. That's right. Can you give Renee a hand? So what everyone talks about when they talk about hiking and mountain ranges, they're like, what? How high can we go, right? That's the goal. And hiking, how high to the peaks can we go? What elevation can we get to? How high are we able to get to when we are walking and we're hiking, right? That's the goal. How can we get to the very top so we can see everything? We can look out and see this awesome view, right? It's all about going as high as we can, right? When we're talking about mountains and hiking. It's where you have the best large-scale view of everything. The interesting thing, though, is like the higher you go in the mountains, I think, I've never scaled Everest, but someone can correct me if I'm wrong. The higher that you go in mountains, on mountains, right, probably the lesser growth is taking place. There's less things that can grow at those high, high, high elevations, right? There's less maybe greenery, or there's less animals for sure. There's less things out there that can grow and that can function, that can thrive up higher the higher you get on the mountain range, okay? But there's certain things that grow, again, there are certain things that grow or live in high altitudes, but it's definitely not the amount and the variety and the sheer number that you'd find in, say, maybe the valleys or the lower areas of the mountain ranges. And what's interesting is this. This week, you guys have been on the mountaintop, right? You guys have been, it's been a spiritual high. You guys have been on the mountaintop experience. You've been here, you've looked out, you've seen all this awesome stuff that God is doing, that we read in James. All this mountaintop experience, this amazing experience where you've connected with other people, you connected with God, you have had specific devotion time every day, every morning, right? You've been on this spiritual peak, which is awesome. You need to have those from time to time to gain a perspective, to see from a different view, to have an experience that's both exciting and thrilling. Most people might tell you when you go home, try and stay on that mountaintop. Don't lose that spiritual high. Stay on the mountaintop experience. That's what most people would tell you, but I don't know that I would tell you that. It's one of those like, yes, but no kind of answers from me, right? See, the growth happens actually down here in the valleys. The growth happens when you come down from the mountaintop and you take what you learned, you take what you've seen and experienced on the mountaintop experience, and you implement and you act on those things back when things are normal, or you're back in your rhythm or your routine. Back in the growth area of the valleys is where that takes place. So I actually wouldn't really encourage, that's great, keep on that spiritual high in the sense of like be on fire for the Lord, obviously, of course, but actually the growth takes place and growth happens in the valley. So as you get ready to leave camp today, you're heading off of the mountaintop and getting ready to go back to the normalcy of everyday life. We talked about this last night, right? The things that are waiting for us, the things that are going to be staring at us right in the face when we get back into everyday life of the summer, into the distractions, the struggles, the things that we're able to leave for a week but are waiting for us when we get back there, right? But this week at camp, this week of camp, you might say, oh, I grew a lot this week at camp. I don't know that we've grown yet. The growth happens in the valleys, because what we've done is this week we've been on the mountaintop. We've seen the large scale 20,000, 50,000, whatever is 1,000-foot view of all the things that God is doing and how cool it is and what he's going to do and what James tells us. But that's not growth. We're seeing all the cool things. We're appreciating the experience, the mountaintop of knowledge, right? But again, knowledge and wisdom, different. Wisdom, when we look at this, we've gained all this, and now it's time for us to leave that mountaintop, to come down back to where we are, and to grow, because we're implementing, we're putting into action things that we've seen on the mountaintop. We're back in the valley. We're working through the things that we've learned and experienced and have been, we've seen this perspective, that's in the insight that's there, right? Growth happens when we get home and we start to do some of the things that you've been learning and taking in. Maturity, growth, greenery, those kind of things happen, right, when you head off the mountaintop and down back into the valley. So my challenge to you would all be, appreciate the experience we've had. Love the camp experience. We love the camp experience. We love the spiritual high, the excitement, the mountaintop that we're on. We love that. Appreciate that. Appreciate the insight, the perspective that you've gained, that you've learned. But strive now, after being intentional, to take home what we've learned and been practicing and implementing in action form, even in the valleys, so we can see the real growth happen. Does that make sense? Perspective. seeing a large scale. We're on the mountaintop. Things are awesome. They might not always be, right? We might be coming back to other things. And so this is where, when we start to implement some of the perspective down here in the valleys, that's where growth takes place. And we can really see ourselves thrive and mature and grow in the things that we're learning. So where should we begin? We talked about a lot of stuff this week. If you didn't know, James is jam-packed full of stuff. Your senior pastor, your pastor of the church would probably take 2 months to go through James. We had to do it in a week. So there you go. But what I would tell you to do first and foremost is this. As you get home and back to whatever it is that's waiting for you at home, James 4, 7, and 8, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Right, so don't give up. The work actually starts and begins now as we head home. The work begins now. Go home and grow. Philippians 1:6 tells us we can be confident that he who began a good work in you is going to carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Continue, friends, continue diving into God's word every morning, every evening, whatever it is for you. Continue reading into James, other books, other letters maybe, other wisdom passages. Continue with your daily devotion time. Make it a habit. Grow and feed yourself as well. You've done that all week long, and it's been so fun to be able to ask you the question. See, we've asked questions, parents. We've asked questions each morning that we've gotten together. Every morning as we read Scripture and as they've read the devotion for the day, I've asked them, what stuck out to you? From this passage that we read this morning and what we're going to read, what stuck out to you? Why did it stick out to you? What are you walking through right now? What life experience or stage are you in that maybe this is why it stuck out to me? And then what do we need to do about that? What do I need to act on to do about the things that I'm learning, the things that stuck out to me? That's what we've been asking. And your students have been able to verbalize every morning something of that nature. They're learning and they're growing for themselves. That's what we do when we study Scripture, when we look at and spend our own time in our devotions. That's how we can grow and feed ourselves. We've also been asking the question every night, where did I see God today? Through this day, through our day together, where did I see God today? Because if we're looking for him actively, he promises you will find him. Right? And what things and what areas and what people and what situations and what circumstances did you look for and find God at work? So are you seeing him regularly? So we encourage you, continue on with those questions at home. What stuck out to me? Why did it stick out to me? What do I need to do about it? And then at the end of each day, where did I see God today? Continue looking for him. Make it a pattern and a routine that you're getting into of looking for God. Jeremiah 29:13 tells us you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Be a doer. Be a doer. Couple your faith with serving others through good works and good deeds. Continue thinking about who are you letting drive and direct your life car, right? Continue thinking about who's in the driver's seat, who's got access to the steering wheel, and who are you submitting to in that way. Continue to pursue open hands, right? When it comes to the things that we're given, allow God to give and to take away. With our open hands, only with open hands are we able to receive blessing. We talked about that, right? Keeping our hands open with the things that we have, our possessions of that nature. It says, don't show favoritism. Love anyone made in God's image, which, newsflash is everybody. Continue to take tongue inventories. Again, weird. Tongue inventories. Do that. Evaluating the things that we're saying to ourselves and to other people. Write those things down. Be aware. Be ready to start learning how to tame the tongue, as James talks about. Remember the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is great, but God calls us to wisdom. Acting on the knowledge that we've received and doing something about it, that's where wisdom comes into play. Seek heavenly wisdom over earthly wisdom. Pursue and practice patience in all things. Continue to persevere and wait patiently in the Lord, on the Lord, even in the things, maybe in the face of suffering or persecution. Wait for the things that God, that you're asking for the Lord in. And don't ever stop praying the prayer of faith over your person. Don't ever stop praying the prayer of faith over your person. Continue to take time corporately with others, James 1:17, but also thanking God ourselves for every good and perfect gift that he gives, including specifically Jesus Christ, right? Including specifically his son Jesus and what he's done for you personally through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. We have much to be thankful for from Jesus. I will challenge you one more time. If you have never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ this morning, parent, student, leader, whatever it is alike, if you've never done that, before you leave, I would implore you, before you leave, man, would you have a conversation with someone? That is, again, the greatest gift you will ever receive is that of the Lord and the Savior of what he's done for you. I'd implore you to not leave this place. Don't leave Miracle Camp without further conversation with someone here. Don't miss out on the greatest gift you've ever been given. As we close this morning, as we close our time together, I want to just do, and we go our separate directions, I'd actually love to set up and facilitate a time of prayer and commissioning. So commissioning is this thing that we do a lot of times when we, anybody ever been on a mission trip? Go on a mission trip of some sort, or you go on a trip. Sometimes what they do is they'll bring you here into the front, and they'll kind of pray over you as like, we're sending this team out. We're sending this group out to go and do the work of the Lord, but we need to pray over them specifically for courage, for boldness, for all the things so they can go out, and we're sending them out in that way. So what we're doing, we're going to cover you in prayer as you head back to your mission field. You know that you're going back to a mission field? You are going back to your mission field. This was a great mountaintop experience, but you're going back to your valley. Your mission field is coming. It's waiting for you. And so as we do this, we're going to commission you. We're going to pray over you, sending you out so that you might do the work that God's preparing for you to do. So I love this. I love it if this is, okay, so if you know that your parents are here, if you know that your parents are in the back of the room, I'd love to include them in on this as well. So if you know that your parents are here, would you actually like stand up and walk back and be with them? Just right now in this place. Would you stand up? If your parents are here, walk back, find them, sit / stand with them. Yeah, parents, you might need to do a little bit of like a wave action, like catch their attention. If not, would we right now, can you get with your cabin group and just kind of circle up real close, kind of like be in that close proximity together? You can stand, you can sit, whatever it is. Again, be looking, find your parents. All right, so those of you who are with parents in the back, hey, I love for both parent and student to take time. Parents, will you pray over your kiddos who are going back into their mission field this week as they're going back to life as it is? Right here in this room, if we're in our circles, in our groups, I love leaders. Be praying over our students as they're going back into their mission field this week. Be praying over things such as boldness, that they would take growth seriously, that they would take their insight, perspective home, acting on it. That you would pray for our Miracle Camp leaders and staff, the cabin leaders, the rest of this summer that they have. Would you pray for them, students, as well? Just take time together praying as families or as cabin families, and then I will close us out together and commission us all together in this way. So let's pray together. Spend some time. Take your time doing this.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.